How do you become self-responsible? By recognizing you are the creator of everything you see and experience. I started by slowing down and paying attention. I started to take responsibility for everything in my day-to-day world. Everything. Our current collectively agreed state of being is a distortion of truth. Therefore, it is a highly dysfunctional reality for many, including me. Over time, however, with persistence, I began to feel my way home. People appeared to assist me, deeper insights revealed themselves, and I started to enjoy life again. I began to remember what it meant to be happy. Now, I find myself enjoying the ride immensely. In my late teens and early 20s, I was having some crazy cool spiritual awakenings, profound insights, brilliantly vivid cosmic dreams and revelations. At the same time, I did not have a clue what was going on, who I was, or what I was meant to do with it all. Instead, I partied. Partying was an easy distraction that brought with it tantalizing delusions of grandeur and complete escapism. Growing up, spiritual people were marginalized and called names like weirdos, cuckoos, and dirty hippies, and so on. I was scared of being one of them. I wanted to fit in with the cool kids and feel special. I wanted to be important. A star. But I wanted to be heard, too. The harder I tried to fit in, the more chaotic my life became. The more I followed the norm and denied my inner knowing, the more alienated I felt. I was lost. And yet, within me, there was a voice that spoke of love in a way that comforted me with the promise of a happy life. I had only learned to trust it. Over the last 15 years, I have learned many lessons. I have learned how painful self-denial is, why slowing down is the key to transforming the world, and how profoundly important it is to recognize the insidiousness of the distorted, judgmental mind. Finally, I came to learn what alignment feels like. Its inner tranquility, bliss, and flow is glorious. It is the incomparable feeling of connectedness, knowing we are all one, each a part of the other, and an integral part of all that is. Sounds too good to be true? Well, I'm here to tell you it is true and very, very good. I have always had a deep desire to help not just people, but the whole world. I want to help Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants. Heck, I want to help space and any ET types out there. My heart came into this world full of love and compassion and the ability to sense what others feel. Despite depression, self-abuse, and times of resistance, I kept coming back to my search for more. I listened, asked, read, received, and studied until finally feeling my way into my own beautiful paradise. The purpose of this guide is to share how I cleared my mind and transformed my life into one I love and create deliberately. There is a great deal of inner work to be done to achieve this state of being, but I believe the masses are ready to take the leap. I welcome you to join me. Your loving new world is yours to unwrap like a gift to yourself for this lifetime. You just need to start, relax, and enjoy the ride. Introduction. This guidebook is written with an intention to empower you to follow your dreams and carve your own path to paradise. Your ability to create a new reality lies in your desire to be free and live in peace. If you have a desire to live in peace and to ultimately create a more balanced and harmonious world, then this guide will be of service to you. All that you see outside of you is a projection of long-held thoughts and beliefs. Collectively, when we agree with things, they become, or at least appear, real. When reality changes, it is because the collective decides to view something from a different angle. We can all do that in our own lives. We have that same power to alter and redefine our reality by looking at things from a different angle. When we own that change or embody it, we actually change our energetic vibration or frequency. That is when things get really cool. There will be more talk about this later on, of course, but I wanted to ensure you that you have it within you to change your life.